identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you, where we play long stretches of back-to-back music. Perfect companion, especially for your workday. And thanks to one and all that have been letting us know that you've made the switch and are listening all day long. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Sports.
CFW streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
1, 2, 3,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now.
Come on.
Want some good news for a change? Mike McKay's got you covered with your good news story of the day. Here's Mike.
All right, congrats goes out to a 12-year-old middle schooler named Ricky, who just won the Washington, D.C. Mini Master Model Builder Contest with Legos, a creation that he called Pandemonium in D.C. The Lego model shows pandas taking over iconic landmarks like the Washington Monument, the National History Museum, the Declaration of Independence, and a lot more. Ricky says he spent over 100 hours creating the scene, which will be on display at the Lego Discovery Center before he heads to Denmark for a global showdown. If he wins there, he could become the first ever global mini master model builder. Again, not too bad for a middle schooler. Go get him, Ricky.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
I
after workday fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
Five, seven, CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Our website, WCFW.FM. We all blog on there. I just put my newest blog on there explaining where I have been for the past week and a half. It is good to be back. Here's Michael Jackson now. 105.7 CFW.
You up and down. Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Jody Watley, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you. Make sure you have our free Civic Media app on your smartphone. That way you can listen to us anywhere, anytime. You're out walking the dog. You're out strolling around. You're working in the yard. You're at work, and you just don't like what's on the radio there. Or you can't have a radio. Put in an earbud, and you can listen to us, okay, with that Civic Media app. Oh, don't forget, too, of course, you can text us through it. And I love to hear from you, literally, with that voice note. Look at that little microphone icon. Send me a voice message. Who knows? You might end up on the radio. Get that Civic Media app if you don't have it. Here's Rick James now, 105.7 CFW.
Off the street, oh girl, she likes the boys. Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. And through the Civic Media app at 105.7. Another voice note.
Hi, Mike. This is Jay from Eau Claire. Just out delivering for work today and was listening to you all day.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thanks for having us on. Here's Midnight Oil, 105.7 CFW.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak. And boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share.
Want some good news for a change? Mike McKay's got you covered with your good news story of the day. Here's Mike.
The 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair is back July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. Great food, rides, animals, free attractions, and top entertainment on the line at Google's Main Stage. Tickets at NWSFA.com.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
People just know they could save hundreds on home insurance by checking Allstate first.
Hold it.
Like you know to check the assembly instructions first.
Hold it.
Before building the bookcase.
And done.
Whew. You can let go.
Yeah, checking first is smart.
Ugh.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Available in every state. Potential savings vary. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
North Central Insulation in Altoona says thank you to all the brave men and women in our armed forces who have served our country proudly. Returning veterans, please join your local American Legion. Thank you for your dedication and courage. This from North Central Insulation in Altoona, a commercial roofing contractor providing high-performing, energy-efficient spray foam insulation and commercial roofing needs since 1969. Visit NorthCentralInsulation.com or call 715-835-4322.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. Over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt. The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has adopted a motion proposing $1.3 billion in tax cuts in the state's next biennial budget. The tax cuts would primarily target retired residents and married residents filing jointly. Republicans say the cuts are meant to keep residents in the state and give back for contributing to the state's strong economy. Democrats on the committee voted against the motions, saying the adopted investments were much less than those proposed by Governor Tony Evers. The motions passed along party lines. The City of Hudson Plan Commission has given its approval for a project that would see the construction of 128 senior housing units. The project, proposed by the Doran Group, would include 55 one-bedroom units and 73 two-bedroom units, as well as amenities like a pool, dog park, a fitness center, and a library. When completed, the apartment units would be available to residents over 55 years old. Officials say they also hope the new apartment complex will open up a number of single-family residences in the area to address the persistent need for housing. United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys has announced $180,000 in grant funding to nonprofits across northwest Wisconsin. The community impact grants will be distributed to 30 nonprofits serving residents in Burnett, Dunn, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, and St. Croix counties. The funding is meant to improve the lives of ALICE families, meaning asset-limited, income-constrained, and employed families. A full list of the nonprofits that received a portion of the grant funding is available on the United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy, with high temperatures scraping the low 80s, and chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be strong to severe, packing the potential for hail, high winds, and a tornado or two is possible, especially as we push into late tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
CFW.
105.7 CFW. That's it for me, Mike McKay, out. So good to be back after a little vacation. Laura McKenna is in next. Have yourself a fantastic day. Let's catch up tomorrow morning and do it again, shall we? All right, I'll talk to you then.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. Sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. And then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give in, I wanna quit the fight. And then I see you, baby, and everything's alright. What the touch of your hand can do, it's like nothing that I ever knew. Hey, and when the rain is falling, I don't feel it, 'cause you're here with me now. I wanna look at you, baby. It's all I